Welcome. My name is Rohit Chandra, and I am the founder of a micro-information service on the web called Rohit.com, a service that I hope will one day transform the way you use the web. Yes, it's called Rohit.com. Tune in to KLOK 1170 every Saturday at noon, and we'll talk about everything it takes to build a company. Idea, recruiting, incorporation, market, bootstrapping, venture capital, intellectual property, and more. Tech businesses and non-tech businesses. We'll hear stories from people like you and me who have done this successfully. Call in and ask specific questions or generic questions and engage in a stimulating discussion about building a company. Sunna na bhuliye, har Saturday, dopahar 12 baje. Every Saturday at 12 noon. Sapne Salamat. Welcome, dostos. Welcome to another episode of Sapne Salamat. This is a show that's dedicated for anyone with a dream. This is a show for entrepreneurs, for dreamers, for investors, for technical people and non-technical people. Anyone and everyone that has a dream. So please listen every Saturdays at noon. The show, as you know by now, is made up of various different segments and themes that have been folding or unfolding as the weeks have been going by. We've talked in the past to a guy who's started a company in viral marketing with where he's just about $100 million in equity. His current company has about 25 million users. We also talked to a gentleman who's done 8 venture-funded startups. He sold 5 out of the 8 companies for about $2 billion. We also talked to a guy who's done 2 startups. We talked to a woman entrepreneur. We've talked to an entrepreneur who talked about how to create buzz for your company. We also did a couple of sessions on viral marketing, and we did a session where we talked about how to come up with an idea and how to build your company, if you will. So we've done a whole bunch of different things, and today we've got another very, very, very interesting guest coming into the studios in a few minutes. So I'm going to be bringing her on in a few minutes. This is somebody who has a degree in economics from St. Stephen's, the St. Stephen's in Delhi. She also has followed her up with an IIM degree, and again, the IIMs from Calcutta. And she then went on and did an MPhil from Cambridge University, did an MBA, and did a PhD also from Cambridge. So a very, very accomplished lady. She's written a book, and she actually teaches entrepreneurship at San Jose State University. So we're going to be talking to her in a few minutes. But before we did that, I also wanted to quickly share the number to the studios, which is 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-5565. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurship, and we're going to bring this guest on in a few seconds here. So if you want to call in and discuss something, we'd be happy to take your calls live on the air. And the show is going to be about following your dreams and living to entrepreneurship. My guest today is going to be Dr. Anuradha Basu. Dr. Basu, as I mentioned, teaches entrepreneurship. So she actually is the director for the Center for Entrepreneurship at San Jose State University. Welcome to the studio, Anu.
Thank you.
So real pleasure to have you. Thanks for coming out on this Saturday afternoon, leaving friends and family behind to spend some time with my listeners.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.
Let's dive right in. You teach entrepreneurship, so can my listeners get a crash course in Entrepreneurship 101?
I can try. Of course, ideally, I'd want them to take my course, either for a semester or even, you know, there are 2-month courses as well. But yeah, basically what we do is it's open to students who either want to become entrepreneurs or they want to find out whether entrepreneurship is the right career path for them. And we cover stuff like what is entrepreneurship, what's the meaning of entrepreneurship from a historical and a research perspective, what's the entrepreneurial process, how do you identify opportunities and evaluate opportunities, how do you write and present a business plan, because that's really important as well, how do you acquire the resources, information, people, money to start building your business. And how do you find out whether customers really want, whether anybody really wants your product or service? What are the legal issues? And what are some of the challenges in managing new ventures? So those are some of the areas that we cover in the course.
Interesting. So we actually did an episode where we talked about how to start a company several weeks ago, where we also went through a process about the thought process and idea generation, idea creation, idea validation. Mm-hmm. And it seems to come down a lot to the idea. How much emphasis do you in your coursework put on idea?
Well, idea is of course key, because if you don't have a good idea, you can't really build a business or write a business plan or say anything that's defensible about the idea. So that's absolutely critical. Although having said that, our course is not specifically on creativity. So, you know, we do spend some time on idea generation and validation, but it's more on validation and what you do with the idea rather than, you know, spending a lot of time on creativity to come up with the idea.
Interesting. So what role do you think creativity plays in the entrepreneurial process?
Oh, I think it's absolutely, it's critical. Because entrepreneurs have to think differently.
Yeah.
They have to see what other people see as a problem. And if you have an entrepreneurial mindset, you see the same thing as an opportunity, maybe, instead of a problem.
Okay. All right. All right. We got a call coming in. Actually, we have got a couple of calls coming in.
Oh.
So we're going to take one on the air right now.
Okay.
Sapna Salamat, caller. You're live on air.
Hello.
Hi. Sapna Salamat.
Salamat. Kaise
hain? Bahut acche hain. Aap sunaiye. Do you have a question, comment?
Yes, actually, I wanted to find out how I could pursue my my interest, which is basically in Blu-ray technology. And my background is more for media, film entertainment, and Blu-ray technology. And since the because of the technology changing more into a computer world now, I'm finding that there should be a need for a coordinator between the two industries. But I'm not sure how to go about pursuing that, to find a niche for myself within that.
I like your question, caller. It's a very open-ended question. We'll try and address it as best as we can. So first of all, I guess I need to speak to the masses what Blu-ray technology is. So Blu-ray technology is this new format of which has come up after the DVD format that people are using to watch movies, correct?
Correct.
Is that a fairly accurate description, or would you like to provide a more accurate description?
No, that's a fairly good description.
Okay, lovely. And you are looking to build a business that's going to bridge a gap between Blu-ray and traditional DVD technology, if you will?
Well, the thing is, you see, in the film entertainment world, what used to be an analog world where all the recordings and the formats used were tape, for example, now everything has gone to a file system.
Right.
So the IT world has now integrated itself into the film industry. And the problem or the situation I'm finding is that between the two industries, there's a lot of information that's not being translated across to each other. And what's happening is there's a loss of quality from a filmmaker's standpoint, which is being lost by the IT people as they do not fully understand the artist's point of view. But in order for although the two industries have merged in a sense, there's still a need for coordination between the two to make it perfect for both sides.
Yeah. Well, I sort of understand your question, but I don't understand your technology so well, because in fact, I would have probably taken an opposing viewpoint and said that the technologies have merged so well together, because most recently we've seen Avatar, or as we would say, Avatar come out. And
right.
It's been a phenomenal success. And I think everybody that I've talked to raves about the technology rather than the storyline. I personally have not yet seen the film, but everybody says a story sort of regurgitation of old storylines and old characters, but the technology and the graphics is what's blown people away. And I think obviously Pixar is the first company that comes to mind, which is where they're doing everything digital and everybody's screaming about how fantastic things are now that it's digital. So from my perspective, I would say to you, go out and find the folks who don't see that and see that gap, go identify that gap and go pursue them and say, this is where the problems are and this is how I can help you. So go ahead.
Yeah, but there's one fact that's being overlooked, and that is agreed that obviously the film has got a lot of high reviews, etc. But what is being missed is that in the translation from film to file, the quality that's being lost between the two.
And the translation from film to what?
From film to file.
To film to file, okay.
Yeah, film being a cellulose-based media against a file. Mm-hmm. And what happens is during the process of that translation from one to the other, certain qualities of the film itself are lost, okay? Mm-hmm. The content of the film doesn't really matter. It's the graphics that we're talking about and the translation of the media itself.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But what I'm trying to find is that not every graphic company or IT company fully understands the film processing side.
Yeah, but have you talked to people who, you know, have you found anybody who actually, so you find this is a problem, but have you found other people who think this is a problem, who want it to be solved?
On my side of the industry, yes. but not on the other side of the industry. On my side of the industry is the film industry.
Right, but you haven't found anybody in the IT. So I mean, that's the first thing you need to do, right? You may think it's a problem, but you need to find people on the IT side who agree that that's a problem.
Right. Well, the first problem I'm having is finding people who actually deal with that part of the IT field.
Well, again, for lack of expertise, I'd say, wouldn't Pixar be a good place to start?
Yes, but it's very hard to infiltrate that particular corporation.
Well, my friend, that's what entrepreneurship is about. It's about conquering what is really, really hard.
Maybe networking more, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I would love to continue talking with your caller, but we have other calls on hold. So if you we'd be happy to take this offline. You can reach us on radio@rohit.com. That's R-A-D-I-O at R-O-O-H-I-T.com.
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Sapna Salamat, you're live on air. Thanks for holding for so long, caller.
Hi, this is PJ.
PJ, Sapna Salamat.
Yeah, hi. I have a question regarding if an entrepreneur wants to raise capital to buy a business. Last year, I do business consulting, and last year, obviously, with all the banking and the infrastructure changing, it's very difficult now to find the funding.
Uh-huh.
I have an example, if you'd like to hear an example.
Sure.
I had a client that liked to buy an existing car dealership. And, of course, there's value in the land and value in the vehicles, but the seller, of course, wanted to get, let's say, net worth for the business, which exceeds the value of land and the value of the businesses. So it's very difficult to get funding. What do you recommend on a situation like that?
Well, I think fundamentally it comes down to saying, is there a business proposition here that's going to be of value? So what you're describing is the seller is talking about goodwill, where he says, it's not just the land and it's not just the inventory. I've got a brand value that I've created that people already come to this place. And the question then is to negotiate what that is worth. We are also assuming that the value of land is fixed because the value of land itself is highly debatable and negotiable. So, so first you have to get over those issues. Then comes the issue of saying, the buyer, now why should I invest with you, Mr. Buyer? What is it that you bring to the table? So you need to convince somebody that you, Mr. Buyer, can actually run this business. You have the expertise or you have the passion or you can actually... There's got to be something which is going to convince an investor.
Well, the buyer is qualified. It's raising the funding to do the acquisition. And as you said, the goodwill that the seller wants, the banks or the lending institutions don't want to recognize that.
Exactly. So that's a problem. And I think let's say tomorrow I wanted to buy a car dealership. I could go out and say, I've got credentials where I build business, but somebody else might come back and say, wait a minute, but you've never done an automobile business before. How do I know that you know what it takes to build an automobile business? So that's only one variable. There's a whole bunch of different variables.
Yeah, I'm strictly meaning the value of that you could possibly borrow against the business and the goodwill that the lenders just aren't recognizing. Is there any other way around that?
Oh, I'm sure there's all kinds of private equity folks out there that you could go to and approach them for money. So this is what these people do. Where wealthy people go and talk to the private equity guys and say, I've got X million dollars to invest. And they take these X's and Y's and Z's of lots of different people and come up with some ridiculously high amount of money. And then they sort of diversify that and say, okay, how do we go out and invest this money? So private equity is definitely another place to look at.
Can you recommend some, or maybe the doctor could recommend a site to look for those private equity?
Anu, have any suggestions?
Not really, except that, again, I would say that I think Silicon Valley is rich in its professional networks, and that's a good way to go meet people and meet potential investors, because at the end of the day, if you email people and cold call them, it's very hard to get funding. They really need to understand the business. They need to understand you. And so a good way of doing that is to really to meet people, go out and meet people.
How much money are you looking to raise, caller?
I think it's a total of $2 million. The value of the land and the vehicles comes to about $1 million. And the buyer does have, like, 20% down.
Yeah.
And, of course, the first thing that everyone we teach is that you go, you put in your own money, like you said, and then there's family, friends, and fools. So.
Excellent.
Well, then, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you for calling. All right. So we are talking on Sapne Salamat. The phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565, and we're going to be taking calls live. We're going to take a break and come right back to this.
Have you ever received a link to a web page in your email? Or have you ever shared a web page with anyone? Stop! Do not copy, paste, and go through all the extra effort to show them what's relevant. Why not highlight the web page before you send it or share it? Just type ruhit.com before any web URL. For example, ruhit.com/google.com. And your mouse cursor instantly changes to a highlighter pen. Just select any text you see, and it instantly gets highlighted in color. And what's more, it even gets a tiny URL that will take any visitor directly to the highlights of the page. It neither requires anyone to register nor to install any software on their computers. Anyone can use it. It's free and fast. No fine print and totally hassle-free. Try it out. ROOHIT.com. Do you ever search for anything on the internet? Ever use Google or Yahoo? Typically, you will go through several pages to find the information you seek. And it's only parts of a page that are relevant to you, not the entire page. So why not just highlight the most relevant portions? Everything you highlight is automatically clipped and saved for you. And the underlying pages are saved too. Really? And don't worry. At Ruhit.com, we magically do all this without ever asking you to fill out a form or to register for our service. And certainly, we don't ask you to pay for anything. So automatically save everything relevant to you forever.
All right, to advertise on this show or to sponsor a segment, please call 408-469-4192. Unlike the Bollywood music shows that are playing in the background, this is a talk show that is being listened to by a fully engaged audience. Folks, it's not without reason that advertisers spend about $20 billion on radio advertising every year. So if you're looking for talent or looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can also email us at radio@ruhit.com or find us on the web at ruhit.com/radio. So folks, if you're looking to gain experience, this show is looking for volunteers. You'll get an opportunity to interact with fabulous people and make amazing business contacts while learning skills from the masters, skills that will set you up for huge success in your own life. And now back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and he's an active entrepreneur working on a Web 2.0 startup.
Sapne Salamat, dosto. Welcome back. In the studios today with us is Dr. Anuradha Basu, who runs the Center for Entrepreneurship at San Jose State University, a highly accomplished woman who's actually written a book on entrepreneurship, who is a PhD in economics, went to the prestigious St. Stephen's, is an MBA from the prestigious IIMs. So I have a couple of questions for you, Dr. Basu. You teach entrepreneurship, and one of the things that I always sort of wondered is, what are people's motives for entrepreneurship? Why does somebody become an entrepreneur? Is it always money?
Well, that's what's thought, that it's money. But any successful entrepreneur will tell you that entrepreneurship is not the way to become rich quick. So it's not really a get-rich-quick solution. I hope you'd agree with that.
Absolutely.
And subsequent researchers, there's a professor by the name of Joseph Schumpeter who wrote a book on the theory of economic development. And he talks about the concept of creative destruction. That is that
creative destruction.
Creative destruction.
Let me absorb that for a second here. Creative destruction. Interesting idea. Okay, sorry. Please
and
continue.
And so his argument is that he asserts that entrepreneurs want to really create things. So they are motivated by a desire for creating new stuff.
Uh-huh.
And also he talks about being lord of one's own manner. So that is like being boss of, you know, what one does.
Master of one's
own destiny. And also having power over, you know, maybe power over other people.
Interesting.
So he talks about these non-economic motives that drive entrepreneurs. And the concept of creative destruction is that when you start creating new things, it can lead to the destruction of old technology or the products that we used to use before. Classic cases like, you know, how many of us use typewriters now? I think our kids don't even know what a typewriter is. So that's just one example. And someone could say that, no, actually entrepreneurship is driven by a lot more than just the profit motive. Maybe profit motive is at the end of the day, if you're successful, you obviously, having spent a lot of your time and sweat equity, having spent your time and your money in building a new business, of course you're looking for something in terms of, you know, gain,
yes,
financial gain,
right,
for sure.
Right.
But you're driven much more by passion and a desire to change the world. And yeah, would you agree with that?
Wholeheartedly. It's completely fascinating to me, and I completely agree with it. But it's not often that it gets spelled out, because mm-hmm, people always assume entrepreneurship or building your dreams is about making money. And in fact, in a moment, I'm going to play the theme song that I use for this show, and I'd like you to listen to the lyrics of it and see what you think, if some of it resonates with you. But
right,
in the meantime, I'm going to take this call that's coming in live on the air. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, can I talk to Basu, please?
Haan ji, Dr. Basu se baat kar rahe hain aap?
Haan ji. Main baat karne mangta hoon unse.
Haan ji, boliye.
Boliye.
Haan, mera question ye hai, excuse me. My question ye hai ki maine radio lay down kiya tha. So usmein yahi hai ki aapki qualification thodi si batayenge?
The question is, he wants to know Dr. Basu's qualifications.
Please.
Qualifications?
हाँ जी. मैं बता देता हूँ, डॉक्टर बासु जो, she is a little embarrassed to say, speak on her laurels. So she has a PhD in economics. She has an MBA from IIM Calcutta. She has a BA in economic honors from St. Stephen's College. She has a PhD from Cambridge University in the UK. She has an MPhil in economics from Cambridge University. She runs the Center for Entrepreneurship at San Jose State University.
I actually also ran a Center for Entrepreneurship at Reading University in the UK.
There you go.
Where I did a big study of South Asian entrepreneurs in Britain.
And she's written a book on entrepreneurship. So, do you have a question, caller?
Jo education hai, wo to tana money hai, tana hai.
Haan ji.
To, lekin America mein koi business ki education ka kaun sa achha school hai?
America mein business education ke liye kaun sa achha school hai? बताइए डॉक्टर बासु तो बोलेंगे सैन होजे स्टेट ही है, पूछ लेते बताइए डॉक्टर बासु कौन सा स्कूल आपके हिसाब से अच्छा है
बिजनेस एजुकेशन के लिए. बहुत सारी स्कूल्स हैं दैट आर वेरी गुड राइट हियर इन आवर लोकल नेबरहुड. स्टैनफोर्ड ऑफ कोर्स इट्स वेरी गुड. बर्कली इज वेरी गुड. वी आर स्पॉइल्ड फॉर चॉइस एक्चुअली इन आवर यू नो जस्ट हियर इन द बे एरिया.
नो वी टॉक अबाउट थ्रू अमेरिका.
हाँ जी श्रीमान, तो स्टैनफोर्ड यूनिवर्सिटी और बर्कली यूनिवर्सिटी की बात कर रही है डॉक्टर बासु, विच इज रेकमेंडिंग. आई सजेस्ट इफ यू हैव मोर क्वेश्चंस, यू कैन सेंड अस एन ईमेल ऑफलाइन एट radio@ruhit.com. थैंक यू फॉर कॉलिंग. सपने सलामत, यू लाइव ऑन एयर. सपने सलामत, यू लाइव ऑन एयर कॉलर. वी लॉस्ट आवर कॉलर. सपने सलामत, यू लाइव ऑन एयर.
हाँ सपन सलामत, मिस्टर रोहित एंड मिसेस बासु. एक सवाल था.
हाँ जी,
संजय बोल रहा हूँ सैन होजे से.
हाँ जी संजय.
मिसेस वासु, व्हाट आर योर थॉट्स ऑफ पीस बीइंग ब्रांडेड पैकेज्ड एंड मार्केटेड एज अ प्रोडक्ट?
ओ फैसिनेटिंग क्वेश्चन, आई लव योर क्वेश्चन. डिड यू गेट दैट डॉक्टर बासु?
पीस,
यस,
एज इन PEACE.
यस,
पीस एंड नॉन टेंजिबल व्हिच पीपल आर ट्राइंग टू अचीव थ्रू you know, non-profit means. What if it can be packaged and branded and made to look very desirable?
Sanjay Saab.
And developed as a product.
Sanjay Saab, I think you're on to something. I think that is a fantastic idea, and you can accomplish a lot. I'm serious. I see some people in the studio looking at me and giggling here, but I'm dead serious. I think that is a fantastic idea. Dr. Basu.
I'm thinking of making peace look sexy, you know, as a desirable item, and peaceful people as sexy people, and market peace.
Yes.
That's great.
Peace is,
yeah.
Peace can be commodified. Mm-hmm. Peace is a fantastic commodity. And I think you will do really, really well, both financially as well as from the moral standpoint, because everybody is doing this feel good right now. So somebody, I'm going to say 5-10 years ago, decided to commodify green. Now everybody is looking for a green spin where there isn't even a green spin. And you can do the same thing with
solar,
peace.
Solar, green and solar. So next thing is peace.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah.
Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think, I was wondering if it has potential. That's why I called.
Dr. Basu, what do you think?
Sure, it has potential. We could all do with more peace in the world. And so if one can promote it in some way, that would be, you know, that would be great if you can show and emphasize the fact that it's good for everybody, which of course it is, but...
People who can afford it, they go for carbon trading carbon units in the environmental field.
Uh-huh.
So people with money and who find it fashionable, they can trade the units in peace and then trade it in war-torn areas and different places where the funds could be used for microcredit and financing and then, you know, getting people out of economic distress and promoting peace.
Sanjay, I am fascinated by your thought. I am completely and totally fascinated. What is your background?
My background is actually I'm an alumni of Mrs. Basu. I know people there, San Jose State, Dr. Kempsey and Cochrane, and Salt. So I'm familiar with them, but then I dropped out of the business field and I went into a spiritual field, looking for peace myself.
Right.
So Wall Street chhodke main mandir mein ghus gaya. Ab dono ko combine karke I'm thinking of marketing peace.
Aur Wall Street mein kya karte the aap?
नहीं वॉल स्ट्रीट में मैं गया नहीं एमबीए के बाद क्योंकि वो मुझे अच्छा नहीं लगा उतना वो फील्ड तो मेरे दिल से आत्मा कुछ और मांग रहा था तो मैं मंदिर में घुस गया.
अच्छा तो धर्म के मंदिर में घुस गए कि फिलॉसफी के मंदिर में घुसे आप?
मैं हर्मिट बन गया. 5 साल मेरा कोई पता नहीं था सो आई बिकेम अ हर्मिट.
But
all these professors know me and उसके बाद मैं लापता था कुछ दिन तो अपने लिए दिल में भी शांति ढूंढ रहा था तो कुछ मुझे पता चला तो मैं सोच रहा हूँ कि ये पीस को कैसा मार्केट किया जाए क्योंकि दुनिया में बहुत अभी अशांति है.
श्रीमान, that's a great thought. I wish you much luck with that and I wish you can build a real business out of that.
हाँ, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
हाँ,
सबने सलामत. All right, so that was a very fascinating thought. I actually really like the idea. I wish more people would sort of take that up and build a real enterprise around it, you know?
Do business, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so many new good initiatives that have come up and people have started building businesses around that. Like microfinance started out with saying, okay, just giving out small loans to people in poor countries. And now there's profitable ventures that are running that are supporting microfinance.
That's right.
Yeah.
And peace is something we definitely need.
Yes, Yeah. So, all right. So, Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
अभी आप संजय जी से बात कर रहे थे.
श्रीमान,
तो वो मंदिर में घुस गए
जी.
तो मेरा एक पॉइंट है.
फरमाइए.
ये मंदिर गुरुद्वारे पीस नहीं देते.
ऑलराइट.
पीस देते हैं आपके अंदर बैठा हुआ, जब उससे आप मिलेंगे तो पीस मिलेगा.
थैंक यू फॉर शेयरिंग दैट थॉट कॉलर. वी विल पास दैट ऑन. थैंक यू फॉर कॉलिंग. Okay, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and we're going to continue talking with Dr. Basu.
Are you a blogger? Do you have a blog? Put a highlighter button on your blog so anyone that comes to your blog can highlight the most relevant parts of your blog for themselves and easily share it with their friends and family. It's very viral and increases the distribution of your blog. Tens of thousands of bloggers are already using it. Don't miss this opportunity and get left behind. Check out Ruhit.com. Ruhit.com is a micro information service that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. Ruhit then enables you to do all kinds of interesting things with those highlights. It's fast and free. No sign up, no download. Try it out. What have you got to lose? Startups, do you have a startup company that you started and would like to get some free publicity for? Please contact us. We like to help startups. We are looking for a few startups to feature on an upcoming show. So if you're running a startup or have a friend who's running a startup that wants some airtime, feel free to reach out to us at radio@ruhit.com. That's radio@ruhit.com.
If you like our show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. And if you work for a company such as Oracle, Sun, Google, Microsoft, Intel, etc., please send out a company-wide email on your Daisy email alias about our show. And now back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and he's a visionary. He created the earliest social networking website ever called ecode.com, and he took 5 years off his life to travel, traveling to about 50 countries just for fun.
जो भी चाहो वो मैं पाऊं जिंदगी में जीते जाऊं चांद तारे जाओ बस इतना सा ख्वाब है बस इतना सा ख्वाब है
Sapne Salamat. Welcome back, dosto. We have in our studios Dr. Anuradha Basu, who teaches entrepreneurship at San Jose State University. Just before we went on break, we were talking about the motives of entrepreneurship, and I mentioned to Dr. Basu to listen to some of the lyrics on the tune that I just played. Any thoughts, Dr. Basu?
Well, that seems to capture what we were talking about, right? Having a dream and...
So entrepreneurship is much more than about making money. Yeah. It's about having a dream. So that's what this show is about.
Right. Sapne Salamat. Yes, exactly. And that's what you start with. You have a dream and you want to try and see whether that dream can be converted into reality.
Yeah. Right. I mean, a week ago, we were celebrating Dr. MLK's birthday. And his most famous speech is, I have a dream.
Yeah, exactly.
And the dream was to have equality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So whether it be a business venture or it be like the caller a few minutes ago said,
that's right.
His dream is to have peace. And that I think that can be commodified.
Mm-hmm.
So motivation for entrepreneurship is not just money. Money is one of the metrics that we use to see how much success we've had with the level of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
So dreams, money is another factor. What else is a factor? Being master of your own destiny.
Yes.
What else did you say?
Well, usually those are the key. Yeah.
So there's a couple of more that come to my mind.
Uh-huh.
Fame seems to be another one. Like the lyric of this song was saying, "Ki sari duniya pe main chha jaun, bas itna sa khwab hai." So
yes, well, that's another, you know, that recognition. Many entrepreneurs look for recognition. Many entrepreneurs have egos as well.
Yes.
And so they want to, you know,
stroke those egos
and achieve and then be recognized.
Yeah.
And so that's achieve not just economic status, but also social status. So,
right.
So those things can also be important.
Okay.
For entrepreneurs.
Let me throw in another one there, which is a feel-good factor, where this is something that I can actually relate to, where I want to go out and create change, the kind of change that will affect the lives of millions of people. So you sort of derive satisfaction from saying that I built a product that is in use today by X million people or, you know.
Right.
How do you quantify that? What do you think of that?
Well, that's, again, important in terms of, you know, coming up with an idea that you think is going to change the world.
Yeah.
And so you come up with an idea not because you think you're going to make tons of money out of it, but because you think it's really going to change the world, make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And I think that most entrepreneurs have that sort of passion. I mean, you have to be passionate about your idea because, remember, you have to convince a whole lot of other people. You have to persuade other people that your idea is good. So
First
you have to really believe that your idea is very good.
Yeah.
And then you have to be able to convince other people. And you can't do that unless you are passionate about it.
Okay.
And you're passionate about it. You can't be passionate only because you think you're going to make a ton of money out of it.
Right.
But because, or indeed because you think you're going to be the boss of other people or whatever, you're passionate because you really think it's going to change the world and make it a better place. So.
Right. So there's a lot of different motives for entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this call that's coming in, but the phone number for the studio is 408-912-5565. And Sapne Salamat, caller, you're live on air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Sapne Salamat, my friend.
This is Srini. Basically, I was a teacher back in India.
Uh-huh.
So... I came to US on software field Oracle applications.
Uh-huh.
But my mind and soul, it was in the teaching.
Uh-huh.
So even though I'm working in various companies as a consultant for Oracle applications.
Uh-huh.
The 3 years back, I was just started the Oracle application training. This is not for the profit orientation point of view.
Congratulations.
You know very well, so as I told my soul and my heart in the teaching, so somehow I want to teach something always. So what I want to tell you is, as an entrepreneur, I'm getting a lot of satisfaction, not money, that is the main.
Mm-hmm.
So people think business means money,
mm-hmm.
but my additional time I'm spending for the teaching, and now around 100-120 people I trained, and different people, they settled in different areas. Whenever I meet them, and they're, sir, how are you? And meeting like that, I'm feeling very proud and.
I know. I'm very happy to hear that, Srini. I will just disagree with you on one little point. I do think business does mean money, but I will also make the separation between business and entrepreneurship. So when you're saying business, it is a subcategory of entrepreneurship, if you will. Does that make sense?
I accept it.
Okay, lovely. Well, good. Do you have another question or a comment for Dr. Basu?
Yes. I'm asking a question. So my 90%, I can say, is my for satisfaction sake, I'm working. Maybe 5%, 10% for extra income. What do you suggest? Do I need to shift 50-50 or something like that? Or shall I go ahead with that percent?
I think you should do whatever makes you happy. I think ultimately in life, it's about being happy and feeling satisfied. And so if you are happy and you feel that, you know, you're satisfied, then that's the most important thing. After all, one has only one life. So one has to be happy in what one does and feel that one is achieving one's
goals. Thank you, Dr. Basu. It motivates me a lot. And I can do much more with this motivational words.
Well, thank you for calling. Wish you much luck. Great. So that's interesting. So we are turning from a show on entrepreneurship to a show about philosophy. We're getting so many calls about people asking about philosophical questions. But hey, I love it. Keep it coming. I think the whole idea of this show is really to help people live out their dreams and fulfill their dreams. I think we call it Sapne Sanamat. So this is a show for dreamers, whether it be technical, non-technical, investors, entrepreneurs, everybody that has a dream is like, keep your dreams alive. And, you know, oftentimes people ask me, where does the Sapne Salamat come from? And I always tell them, some people find it really peculiar, if you will. And I tell them, you know, I believe the first step towards achieving any goal is to have a dream. So I always tell people, please do not give up on your dreams. Kahin apne sapno ko khone na de, sapno ko salamat rakhein. And that's how you will achieve peace, happiness, success, and much more in life. So we're going to take this call. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat Rohitji, thanks for taking my call. This is Sanjay.
Sanjay, thank you for calling. Are you the same Sanjay who called earlier?
Well, you tell me. I mean, the accent is very different.
Is definitely very different.
And unfortunately, I'm not going to talk about spirituality and devotion. I am spiritual, but that is not the question I'm calling for.
All right. We'll take it any which way.
Fabulous. Dr. Basu, thank you so much for your time. I have a fairly quick question. In terms of the courses that you are offering in San Jose State. You said it's a semester, and then you also had some sort of a shorter course. Can you touch on that for a second, please? Because semester is way too long sometimes.
Right.
For
yes.
Working professionals.
Well, exactly. So that is why we have an off-campus MBA program where the courses last for each course is 8 weeks long. And now we are also allowing people to come in and just do single courses if they want to through the Open University system. And so there are 8 weeks in the evening, 4 hours a week for 8 weeks.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. Can I get all this information on your website, or is there a website that you can point us to?
Sure. It's cob.sjsu.edu. If you go to our website, you will be able to find the information.
COB, meaning College of Business.
College of Business.
Dot San Jose State. So sjsu.edu.
Fantastic, Dr. Basu, that helps. And Rohitji, one quick question for you also.
Yes, Sanjay.
Again, not on the spiritual side. Nate, when you, a previous caller or callers prior to me, they were talking, Dr. Basu was talking about how you need to improve your networking and all that good stuff. Point in case, I'm trying to find out how PayPal does its business, right? And I know people here and there. What would you suggest? How would I reach out? How would I make those contacts? Do you have, Rohit, something that you can guide me towards? You know, you can search all day long.
Right.
But you may not end up with the right people that you're looking for.
Right.
What would you do if you were in my position?
So I would first identify what it is that I want to trying to accomplish with PayPal. And if it is something of strategic importance, of course, every entrepreneur believes that everything that he's doing is of strategic importance. So usually large companies like PayPal will have a guy who is responsible for strategic relations. And this is sort of what I'm going to, for lack of a better word, I'm going to call a point guy. So where you approach this point guy and you say, this is what I want to do. And he would go out and connect you up with the various different organizations that may exist in a company. It's might surprise a lot of listeners to listen. So, for example, I'll give you a case in point again, eBay. If you go and talk to the guy responsible for strategic relations at eBay, he goes out and distributes it to a whole bunch of different people. In fact, there is a whole team that is dedicated to just the product listing page. There is a whole team that is dedicated to the search results page. So there is an entire group of, I suspect, a few hundred people. And you say that, okay, I want to use this blah, blah, and on X, Y, Z, and A, B, and C, but you can't reach out to all six groups, so you go to this one guy. The problem, and so that's the good news. The bad news with this is, if you don't do well with this guy, then you might be short and you might not be able to get to the other six people at all. So that's where you have to strike a fine balance. When you talk to this guy, you convince him, say, this is good. And then also the fact is, can he translate your message properly to the other six groups? Because he might listen to your message, he might love it, but guess what? He's not able to communicate the value proposition that you have to the right group. In which case, you're back to where you started. So you say, okay, why don't I go out and find the biz dev guy? There is usually a business development person in charge in every company for a certain group. And you go out and find that person and figure out if you can get a meeting with that person. So that's a lot harder to do if you're trying to cold call. The best way would be to go identify this person and then reach out to this person through somebody you know or somebody they know, where you have some shared contacts where somebody can make that introduction. So Rohit, fairly long-winded answer, but I hope it helped you and listeners out there.
It does, and Rohit, that is exactly what my problem has been. I'm going in circles, and because you yourself are very well known, do you have any networks at PayPal that I can reach into?
So first of all, caller, no, I'm not very well known. I am a young entrepreneur.
Sanjay hai yaar naam.
Sanjay, yes, Sanjay. So Sanjay, and if you like, you can also send me an email to radio@ruhit.com, and I'll see if I can connect you with somebody I know.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Good luck, Sanjay.
Thank you.
All right. So we're back on the air. We're talking with Dr. Basu, who's written a book on entrepreneurship, runs the entrepreneurship cell at San Jose State University, is a very accomplished woman. And we're talking about the motivations of entrepreneurship. Let's move on from that idea and talk very briefly about an idea that you touched upon called creative destruction that really resonates well. Mm-hmm. So creative destruction is this whole idea where you see something, you identify a problem and you say, how do I solve this problem or how do I build a better solution, which in this process kills the existing solution that may have been in existence. And that is something which is being propounded as a theory or as one of the principles of entrepreneurship or what?
Well, it's considered, his theory was about how do you get around economic development? How do you achieve economic development? And one of the ways is this. So his thesis is that it's entrepreneurs who help to achieve economic development. Why? By creating new stuff, new things that may lead to the destruction of old. It may not, but, you know, in many cases,
more often than not, it does,
because with technological development and so on, the old technologies die, you know,
and
they're replaced with new ones. So that's really the thesis that he puts forward as a way of achieving economic development.
Okay. All right. We're going to segue away to a break and we're going to come back and we're going to continue talking with Dr. Basu. The phone number to the studio to call if you have any questions is 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-5565.
Have you ever received a link to a web page in your email? Or have you ever shared a web page with anyone? Stop! Do not copy, paste, and go through all the extra effort to show them what's relevant. Why not highlight the webpage before you send it or share it? Just type ruhit.com before any web URL. For example, ruhit.com/google.com. And your mouse cursor instantly changes to a highlighter pen. Just select any text you see, and it instantly gets highlighted in color. And what's more, it even gets a tiny URL that will take any visitor directly to the highlights of the page. It neither requires anyone to register nor to install any software on their computers. Anyone can use it. It's free and fast. No fine print and totally hassle-free. Try it out. ROOHIT.com. Do you ever search for anything on the internet? Ever use Google or Yahoo? Typically, you will go through several pages to find the information you seek. And it's only parts of a page that are relevant to you, not the entire page. So why not just highlight the most relevant portions? Everything you highlight is automatically clipped and saved for you. And the underlying pages are saved too. Really? And don't worry. At Ruhit.com, we magically do all this without ever asking you to fill out a form or to register for our service. And certainly, we don't ask you to pay for anything. So automatically save everything relevant to you forever. Startups? Do you have a startup company that you started and would like to get some free publicity for? Please contact us. We like to help startups. We are looking for a few startups to feature on an upcoming show. So if you're running a startup or have a friend who's running a startup that wants some airtime, feel free to reach out to us at radio@rohit.com. That's radio@rohit.com.
Folks, if you're looking to gain experience, this show is looking for volunteers. You'll get an opportunity to interact with fabulous people and make amazing business contacts while learning skills from the masters. Skills that will set you up for huge success in your own life. And now back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and something you may not know about him, he's prosecuted close to a dozen patents individually. His personalized URL patent is today in use by hundreds of millions of users.
Tare tod lao sari duniya par main chahu bas itna sa khwab hai
sabne salamat. Welcome back, dosto. We have in our studios Dr. Basu, who runs the Center for Entrepreneurship. The phone lines are all lit up. Callers, I apologize, I'm going to start taking the calls one at a time, and please stay on hold. We will get to you. So we're going to take the first call. Sabne salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Satna Salamat Rohit. My name is Chatur, and I have a very dumb question to ask.
No question is dumb, Chatur. So, please.
Yeah, you know, I keep getting contacts for this pyramid marketing. They say this is a business without investment, and if you want to be an entrepreneur of your own business, then this is the route to take. So I wanted to know your honest opinion. What do you think about it?
Honest opinion, I already gave you as you were asking the question. I was laughing and smirking, and I'm very cynical, and I dismiss those categorically. There is very few things in life that I will dismiss categorically. Pyramid marketing is one of those things that I will dismiss categorically. Short and sweet?
Because a follow-up question on that.
Sure.
People show me a lot of checks hanging around the wall and say, this is what people are making out of this business. They retired at the age of 23. They retired at the age of 29. And what's your opinion about that?
I don't believe them.
Okay. That's a point blank answer.
It is. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Rohit.
Good. And, thank you for calling. And Sapna Salamat, my friend.
Sapna Salamat. Bye-bye.
Sapna Salamat, caller, you're live on air.
Hi, Rohit. I have a quick question. I have an idea for a social networking website, which I developed over the last 6-8 months. I kept refining it.
Fabulous.
And I come from a hardware background, semiconductor, so I do not have much experience in website designing. And I don't want to leak the idea because it's pretty novel. I have shared it with one or two friends, and they really liked it.
Fabulous.
But now the point is, like, how to whom to approach and how to... I don't want to outsource it to somebody in India, you know, and then because the same idea could be applied to, like, you know, in India also.
Right.
So I want to get it developed here, but I do not have any contact, like, you know, with whom I can share, you know, this idea and then... take it further into implementation.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're asking. You'd be amazed at how many times I've been asked this question on this show itself. So I always tell people like you, go and find people around you that can validate the idea. Sounds like you've already done that. You've talked to a couple of your friends that have done that. Typically, there are lots of fantastic ideas out there, unique ideas out there, but very few people come up with these unique ideas. Congratulations for having been one of those people who's come up with a unique idea. But guess what? Unique in this context does not mean one. Unique in this context means perhaps less than 10. So at any one point in time, if you come up with a fabulous idea, I bet there's 9 other people that have come up with this idea. The real challenge is execution. That can you go ahead and execute on this idea? Can you go ahead and build a business out of this idea? Technology is only one of the components. So you've admitted that you don't have the technology component. What I would say is go find somebody that has the technology skills and see if they're willing to partner up with you. One of the things that all the entrepreneurial guests that I've brought onto this show and I very passionately share is the fact that even before you can find these co-founders or what have you, you need to find advisors. Advisors are people who've been there, who've done that. And go talk to them and say, this is my idea, what can I do with this? The best thing about reaching out to advisors is typically they're running their own businesses. So for example, I'm already running my own web business. If somebody comes to me with an idea, I can validate it, I can invalidate it, I can give an opinion on it. But I am not going to give up my business and go start building a business based upon your idea. I am very passionate about my business. And this is not just true of me, this is true of most entrepreneurs out there. So, so that's the good news. So when you might say that, hey, he's an entrepreneur. He's the guy who can take the idea and run with it. I should be scared of. I would say quite the opposite. He's the entrepreneur who's been there, who's done that, who understands and can relate to what you're going through. And the best part is, he is not in the business of taking your idea and building a business. He's already in business for himself.
Mm-hmm. I'd absolutely second that. I'd absolutely agree with what you said, Rohit.
No, yeah, I understand. Actually, this is not the first idea. I have developed a game also, and I started marketing it. And I have many ideas in my mind. I executed one before, and I couldn't get successful because it was
for
India.
That's okay.
So, yeah, the question is, I mean, if I share it with somebody, right? I mean, I can get it. I got it validated. I even sought counseling from SCORE,
who are successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but the point was, like they said, you know, you should talk to a website company. So I don't want to spend so much money right away.
Caller, tell me your name again.
Ravi.
Ravi. Ravi, my email address is radio@ruhit.com.
Okay.
Send me an email offline. We'll take a look at it. We'll see what we can do. See if we can introduce you to some people that will help you.
Sounds good.
How's that for a plan?
No, it has a revenue model and the website. It's not just, you know, some whimsical idea.
My question was, how's that for a plan?
No, it sounds good. I will definitely send you an email.
Very good.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for calling, Ravi. I hope that was helpful.
That was. Thanks.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Rohit, Sapne Salamat. This is Randeep Judge. How are you doing?
Randeep, I'm doing very well. Thank you for calling. Cool.
Is this the same Dr. Radha Basu that was at HP and then started a company?
That was Dr. Radha Basu who started support.com that you're talking. This is Dr. Anuradha Basu. Dr. Radha Basu.
Well, the good thing is that your name is the same as my wife's name, and she's also an alumni from a graduate from San Jose State.
Okay,
so,
that's good. Mm-hmm.
I got involved with a company that we believe can change the world in a much positive manner than is presently available.
Fabulous.
And the company is called Parjanya. I can tell you that now. Parjanya is a Sanskrit word for rain cloud.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is a knowledge collaboration between alumni, students, career development.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you for a second here, Randeep. Can you please turn your radio down?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, what I'm looking for is some ad hoc advisors like Dr. Basu and yourself. We have already...
No, wait. Is ad hoc an insult or is it ad hoc a compliment?
Well, because this is a segue into what you said. You're running your own business. You're not going to leave your business even though mine is going to be a multi-billion dollar opportunity.
Awesome.
Because we already have validations from the VCs who want to put money in there. And I said, no,
right,
we don't need venture capital money. We can take strategic partnership money. So we've already engaged. We launched a company in India already.
Very good.
The oldest institute in India, the Indian School of Science, as our first beta paying customer.
Very good.
And state of Karnataka, and we're engaging with 12 universities in this country.
Fabulous. So sounds like you're already off to the races.
Yeah, but I need people, serial entrepreneurs like you, because technically I'm impaired. I'm just the chief I'm the chief strategist, if you like.
Uh-huh.
And so I need some help in that area. I've been involved with Thai since its inception. They call me one of the founding volunteers, not one of the charter members. because I did the work. I sold the conferences every year.
Excellent.
So would you guys be prepared to take a look at this and see if you have some time? We're not talking about a lot of time, maybe 2 hours a month, and take it from there.
Sure. So why don't you go ahead and send us an email offline? Email address to reach us is radio@ruhit.com.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to forward it on to Anu as well.
Great.
We'll take a look at it and we'll figure out where to go from there.
And thanks for your show. I'll be starting my own soon on financial planning and, et cetera. So thanks. You've given me a lot of encouragement.
Well,
thanks.
Congratulations, Randeep, and thank you for calling. Sapne Salamat.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
All right. So that was an interesting call, Dr. Basu. We were talking about an entrepreneur who's off to the races, who's turned down VC money. It's not every day I run into entrepreneurs who say that we've already said no to the VCs.
That's great.
Yeah. So, and of course, then he's also starting off a new business, it sounds like, in financial planning. Mm-hmm. So should be an interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. Would you be interested? Should I forward this email back to you? And
sure, because it's to do with education, is from what he said, the business, you know, the one that he wants advice on.
So. Yeah. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this has been really, really fun. I think one of the subjects that we wanted to talk about, we weren't able to talk about, and hopefully in a future episode we're going to talk about, is nature versus nurture. Is entrepreneurship something that people are born with, or is entrepreneurship something that we are nurtured with?
Well, I may be biased there, but absolutely, I think that entrepreneurship is something that can be taught. And, you know,
clearly maybe, you're making a living doing that.
So, you know, some people may have some innate, you know, talent and some of the personality traits of an entrepreneur. But I think that the environment plays a huge role, as does one's experience and, of course, personal choice. I mean, I really believe that Silicon Valley is such a great place for being an entrepreneur. And more so than probably any other place in the world. So it encourages people to start their own businesses.
Okay. So I would obviously like to make it interesting and take the opposing viewpoint and say that entrepreneurship is something that you're born with. It's inborn. You can't teach somebody to start a company because it's a way of thinking more than anything else.
Well, actually, you can teach people to think differently. And there may be some people with, you know, latent talent, which hasn't been revealed until they do a course. I mean, when I grew up in India, we had no courses in entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You know, when I did my MBA. But just yesterday, I met a student of mine who did my course a couple of years ago. And he said, that's what started the entrepreneurial bug, you know, started to itch him.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, he's come up with an idea for a new business and, you know.
Yeah. So, no, I would really, really like to spend, I mean, this is a fantastic subject area that I wanted to get in earlier, is nature versus nurture, especially in the context of entrepreneurship. But unfortunately, we are running out of time here. So I really want to appreciate and thank you for coming on this to the air today.
I've had a great time.
No, so it's been a real pleasure having you here. And thank you for coming on, Dr. Basu. So folks, you are listening today to Sapne Salamat, which is a show for dreamers, for anyone that has a dream. It's a show for technical people. It's a show for non-technical people. It's a show for entrepreneurs. It's a show for investors. We are on the air every Saturday at noon. And we please tune in. If you like the show, go ahead and tell your friends. I know there's some calls coming in, but unfortunately, folks, we've run out of time, so we will not be able to take your call today. But we promise we will take your calls next Saturday. We will be on every Saturday at noon. This Saturday, every Saturday, go ahead and tell your friends about it. If you're interested in listening to a podcast of the show, you can go to ruhut.com/radio and capture past episodes and listen to those. So thank you for listening, and Sapne Salamat.